910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Funeral arrangements for former President Carter taking shape. Mr. Carter's remains to lie in state at the Capitol from next Tuesday through Thursday. There will also be activity in Georgia.
The former president's remains will be moved on Saturday, and then he will stop at the State House here in Atlanta, then here at the Carter Center, where people can pay their respects. Then he will head to Washington, where there is a public viewing at the U.S. Capitol.
ABC Steve Osunsami. The Washington, D.C.-based federal appeals court upheld the jury's finding in a civil case, the finding that Donald Trump sexually abused columnist E. Jean Carroll in the 90s and awarded her $5 million. Ian Kramer, grown son of North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Kramer, was sentenced to 28 years in prison in a wild chase in 2023, during which he plowed into a sheriff's deputy's vehicle, killing the deputy. This is ABC News. New Year's Eve Tuesday here in New York City.
Times Square is getting all decked out for New Year's Eve, and along with the gleaming crystal ball, confetti, and lights, there are metal fences and concrete barriers and security checkpoints. And while there are no credible threats, police are mindful of the Christmas market attack in Germany. The NYPD is saying the incident is a reminder that vehicle ramming remains an attractive tactic for a range of malicious actors.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. For those making resolutions in the new year, New York City neurologist Dr. Leah Krall says focus on just one or two goals for the year. She suggests creating a vision board.
The process of going through and making a vision board is so helpful when it comes to really focusing on what your goals are. What do I want that end goal to really look like for me? What do I want my life to look like 1 year from now?
She says to keep in mind that most goals are going to take multiple steps to achieve, so map out those steps. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Packers fall short in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers scored 3 touchdowns in the second half, but came up short, losing to the Vikings at US Bank Stadium 27-25. Green Bay swept this season by both the Lions and the Vikings. Do the Packers still think they're on the same level as those teams? Green Bay safety Xavier McKinney.
I want to say yeah, but right now the story is we haven't beat those teams. So I can't sit up here and say, yeah, we're on the same level if we ain't beat them.
Vikings finished 7-1 at home this season. Quarterback Sam Darnold.
You know, we executed at a high level. Obviously a lot of things to correct, but overall, man, it was a great team effort, obviously, against a really, really good Packers team.
So the Vikings face the Lions in Detroit on Sunday night. The Packers will host the Bears Sunday at noon. Men's college hockey, Wisconsin beating UConn 4-3 to win the title in the holiday faceoff. Over the weekend at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million in change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Areas of some dense fog in the overnight, and watch out for some slippery spots as temperatures will be below freezing. Upper 20s expected, a north breeze. On Tuesday, we'll see some fog and falling temperatures into the mid-20s by late afternoon. Right now, it's 28.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we run through some of our favorite This Shouldn't Be a Things. Also, we talk the wonderful world of weddings coming up. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, it's a brand new week. And, well, I was going to say a beautiful day. it's got a gray here, but the sun will be coming out. I hope all is well with you wherever you are. We've got a lot to talk about here today. Were it not for white supremacy, America would have single-payer health care following on the national conversation coming out of the assassination of Brian Thompson. Also, it's a dark day for journalism when the so-called news rolls over. We'll get into that. And a leak at United Health reveals a strategy to cut a crucial treatment for kids. Yeah, all in the name of more profits, of course. What a surprise. In the second hour of our program, the spineless, greedy CEO fascist lining up to kiss Trump's ass. This is actually a pretty urgent issue. Also, even the grifters are getting grifted in Trump's America. And geeky science, there's something you can do to keep your brain young. It's pretty amazing stuff, too, actually. And in our third hour, Dean Obidala will be with us for a half hour. Where are the Dems at, and where do we need to go from here? A lot to talk about today. Just to start out, I've talked about this a number of times in the program, so I'm not going to do a huge, long, deep dive here, but I just wanted to point out that back in 1885, Germany got the world's first single-payer health care system. And a fellow came from Germany to the United States in the 1890s. Frederick Hoffman was his name. And married into a wealthy, white, racist Georgia family, plantation family. And ultimately became vice president of Prudential Insurance Company and spent his entire career. He died in the 1940s. He died in 1946. Spent his entire career traveling around the country, testifying to Congress and speaking in state houses and testifying in favor of legislation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, arguing that black people were so genetically inferior that if we simply denied them, if the nation simply denied them health care, that within a couple of generations, they would all die off and fade out, and that would be the end of the race problem in America. And so the solution was to make sure that there was no national health insurance program, because if it was administered by the government, it would be harder to make it segregated. And segregation was legal in the United States right up until the 1960s. And in fact, the single largest desegregation program that America ever had was Medicare in 1965-66. So because Medicare required hospitals to desegregate, to allow treatment for black people. Up until 65, black people were routinely prevented from entering white hospitals all over the United States. And Martin Luther King and a group of activists traveled around the country bringing black people into hospitals with fake emergencies to see if the hospital would refuse to see them. And when they did, they were threatened with losing their Medicare money. And, you know, hundreds of hospitals suddenly desegregated in 1 year because of the Medicare program, because of Lyndon Johnson's Medicare program. So anyhow, the bottom line is that Teddy Roosevelt in 1915 tried to get single-payer health care in the United States. Harry Truman in the 1940s tried to get single-payer health care in the United States. Jack Kennedy proposed single-payer health care in the United States. Lyndon Johnson proposed single-payer health care in the United States. Jimmy Carter talked about it. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton had a plan for single-payer health care. It never got beyond the plan stage. And Barack Obama gave us, Obamacare, which mandated everybody in. It would have covered everybody in the country. And the people who couldn't afford it would have been covered by Medicaid. Then the Supreme Court intervened and said, no, you can't have a mandate. And no, states don't have to provide Medicaid to poor people. And so as a result, we now have a handful, about a dozen red states that have not expanded Medicaid. And as a result of that, we've got over 20 million people with no insurance whatsoever in the United States. And all of this tracks back to Frederick Hoffman's theory that if we simply kept health care away from black people, eventually that would solve the race problem in America. And the reason that all the European countries and South and Central American countries that have, and Asian countries, Taiwan in particular, South Korea, Japan, that have single-payer health insurance programs or something similar, have all-in national health care programs, is that, you know, they had not enslaved people. They did not have a large population that they were frankly trying to kill off, as, you know, America had, and you had the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacists and racists literally trying to kill off the black population of America. And when they weren't trying to kill them off, of course, they were trying to keep them suppressed, oppressed, you know, fill in the blank. So here we are. Meanwhile, ABC News, what the hell is going on here? Jeff Tiedrich, I think, has the take on this that it is probably the best description of what actually is going on. And I think it's a really good description. He points out, you know, Donnie is an adjudicated rapist. How do we know this? Because Judge Kaplan told us so. This is a direct quote from Judge Lewis A. Kaplan, the judge who presided over the E. Jean Carroll rape trial, or defamation trial, excuse me. Quote, the finding Ms. Carroll failed to prove that she was raped within the meaning of the New York penal law does not mean she failed to prove Mr. Trump raped her, as many people commonly understand the word rape. Indeed, as the evidence at trial makes clear, the jury found Mr. Trump, in fact, did exactly that. Now, when the judge in the case says Trump did exactly that, and that is rape of E. Jean Carroll, I think that you can safely argue that Donald Trump was successfully held liable for rape, which is what George Stephanopoulos said. So why did Disney roll over, issue a written apology to Donald Trump, kiss his ass, and promise to send $15 million to a future Trump library? Why did they do this? Well, it's not like there's some, you know, hapless contractor, as Jeff Tiedrich says, who doesn't have the deep pockets to afford fighting a lawsuit or, you know, against Trump. And Trump has been involved in over 4,000 lawsuits in his felonious life. He's lost 93% of them, according to Jeff Tiedrich. But Tiedrich notes, why did ABC News fold? Because they're owned by Disney. And Disney has one rule above all others, protect the mouse, which also translates into protect the profits. He points out, he said, Disney won't do anything that would harm their bottom line, and that means forcing ABC News to abrogate the responsibility to tell the truth. Screw the news. And here we go. This is a quote from a news report. Quote, Deborah O'Connell, the Disney executive who directly oversees ABC News, dined with Mr. Trump's incoming chief of staff, Susie Wiles, in Palm Beach last Monday, according to two people briefed on their interaction. Right. So here we've got the publisher of The Washington Post giving Donald Trump $1 million to his in, you know, his inauguration slush fund. You've got the billionaire, the billionaire owner of Twitter, now X, having given Donald Trump $277 million in support to get him elected. You've got Mark Zuckerberg now giving him a million dollars. Yeah, I mean it's just they're just rolling over one after another in an effort to get on Trump's good side, because you know they know what's coming. We all know what's coming. I mean, it started this morning. Trump is on every television network right now, lying through his teeth. Hey, oh yeah, we built 500 miles of a wall. No, they built 60 miles of new wall. The rest of it was replacement. You know, roughly 60 miles. It's just like the guy can't talk without lying, and we're in for 4 years of this? Oh my God.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
United Healthcare cutting treatment to kids? I'll tell you about that after. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name, Hartman, with two N's, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511. Text Hartman to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, you ever try to get your cholesterol numbers down with diet and exercise? And it can be a challenge, right? Well, your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superberine, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day, every day. This is a great supplement. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go over to superbarine.com, and to get 15% off and save even more on bundles, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarine.com, and to get 15% off, use that code TOM, T-H-O-M.
They turn healthcare to profit and people to pain. A system of power built on divide, where race and oppression walk side by side. They feared equality, they feared what was fair, so they built up a system that didn't care. While others found healing in unity's light, we let greed and bigotry take the fight. Oh, the hidden history they tried to erase, where racism and profit kept us in this place. While others gave healing to all who were near, we sold out a future to power and fear. The cries of the sick met the coldest reply. As the wealthy grew richer, the poor asked why. The answer was written in policies cruel.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. The headline over at, Annie Waldman writing for ProPublica, you know, the investigative journalism site that, you know, if you're looking for a good charity before Christmas, this is right at the top of my list. I donate to ProPublica. I encourage you to as well. Leaked documents show that United Health is aggressively targeting the treatment of thousands of children with autism across the country in an effort to cut costs. Now, there's a type of therapy for autistic kids. It's called applied behavior analysis, ABA, and it actually works. It has, you know, I mean, there's just like all kinds of studies. Even United Healthcare itself says, and I quote, this is from an internal document, quote, applied behavior analysis is the evidence-based gold standard treatment for those with medically necessary needs. So it works. But advocates told ProPublica the insurer's strategy may be violating federal law. Here's the detail of this. This is just mind-boggling. ProPublica, I'll just quote from the article here. ProPublica has obtained what is effectively the company's strategic playbook. It's developed by Optum, the division that manages mental health benefits for United. In internal reports, the company acknowledges that the therapy called applied behavior analysis is the evidence-based gold standard treatment for those with medically necessary needs. But the company's costs have climbed as the number of children diagnosed with autism has ballooned. In the last two decades, it's gone from 1 in 150 kids to 1 in 36 kids. So Optum, again, this is from the article. So Optum is, quote, pursuing market-specific action plans to limit children's access to the treatment, the report said. Key opportunities are outlined in bullets in the documents. They include, number one, preventing new providers from joining the network. So if you're a therapist who you know, does applied behavior analysis, then they're not going to let you join their network, number one. Number two, terminate existing providers. So if you're providing this therapy, we're going to get you, we're going to start refusing to pay you. And number three, deal with the cost outliers. In other words, the people who do a lot of applied behavior analysis. The company is, again, reading from the report, the company has calculated that in some states, this reduction could impact more than two-fifths of its ABA therapy provider groups in-network and up to 19% of its patients in therapy. They see this as a good thing, right? We can get rid of 19% of our patients. So Optum, whose parent company is United Health Group, earned $22 billion in net profits last year, is, quote, heavily investing, end quote, in its plan to save millions by limiting access to such care. United Health, which, you know, over the last decade has bought back billions, I believe over $100 billion worth of its own stock. I'll, you know, double check that number on me, but I saw that in at least one media report in the last couple of days. And of course, you know, companies buy back their stocks to artificially inflate the stock price so that their executives can, you know, hit their bonuses and things, executives who are compensated with stock. So this is wild. I mean, this is just, you know, one more example, just one more friggin' example of how we have a system in the United States, as I was laying out, that was put into place in the first place because it was believed that private health insurance could prevent black people from getting care. And the private health insurance companies have gotten so big and so powerful. And now that the Supreme Court, or at least five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court in 2010 in Citizens United, with Clarence Thomas being the tie-breaking vote, Clarence Thomas, who at that time was on the take to the tune of millions of dollars from billionaires, the Supreme Court ruled that giving money to politicians to do what you want is no longer considered bribery. It is now considered free speech and is protected by the First Amendment. And so now we've got health insurance giants who have the legal ability to bribe politicians, who have been successful since, you know, arguably 1915, certainly in a big way since the 60s, 1960s, at preventing America from getting a national health care system that would keep us all healthy. But instead, what you've got is giant health insurance corporations that have healthy profits. Yes, profits over people. What a surprise. So what's on your mind today? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Lines open, as they say in the radio business. I'll pick up your calls in just a moment.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
You're a mean one, Mr. Trump. You govern with disdain. You've stacked the court with chaos and left us all in pain. Mr. Trump, you've got a heart that's smaller than a microscopic grain. You're a cruel one, Mr. Trump. You separated kids. You built a wall of malice where humanity forbids. Mr. Trump, you deport a puppy just for chewing on your lips.
I just had to, for almost a little over a half hour, Trump was continuously on TV. Oh, my God. You know, we're in for the Trump show. Well, what can I say? Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Hey, this is going to be my last call because I am truly persona non grata now. Look, people keep saying...
Your persona?
No, I am a man without a country, Tom. Look. We're all living in my opinion, we are all living in an illusion. All right, this is a common thing that happens when authoritarian regimes rise. All authoritarians can reduce, all dictators can reduce the price of eggs, Tom. They all can. But anyways, there's an economy of fascism that's setting in. And there's no way we're going to stop it. Okay, I'm cynical. All right, that's why I'm persona non grata. But here's the deal. Here's what I wanted to say is these CEOs have fiduciary responsibility. The poor, unfortunate guy that died was an accountant, Tom. He was an accountant. He has to, if they want to pilfer profits from
Are you
wages,
talking about the
going,
CEO of United Health? Is that what you're talking about?
Brian Thompson. Yeah. Brian Thompson, the guy that everybody is saying, oh, we've lost our moral compass. Yeah. I'm sorry he died. I'm sorry kids and defenseless people in Gaza are dying. This is what happens, okay? We can wave our little moral compass and our Bibles around. It doesn't matter, okay? Keith Kellogg is Trump's advisor to the Ukraine. This is what's not going to matter. His plan is if Ukraine doesn't come to the table, they're going to withhold arms and ammunition and betray a democracy. If Russia doesn't come to the table, they're going to escalate. Look, Russia has no reason to come to the table. Zero, zilch, nada. And if they do, they will come to the table based upon a lie, one dictator to another.
I think they do have a reason to come to the table, Dave. They've lost 5,000 tanks. They're losing about 100 a month, and they can only produce 30 a month. Their economy is in the crapper. Inflation is out of control. Inflation's running at 9% right now in Russia. He has what, 500,000 casualties and about 100,000 dead. Putin is in big trouble. I think he needs to come to the table.
But Tom, look, secretly Trump is going to say, look, keep all that land you got on the Arctic. There's a quid pro quo that's going to be secret that we're not going to know about. And what's this going to do? There's a little country with nuclear weapons called Pakistan. India believes it belongs to them. All right. Trump has opened Pandora's box, all right? But I don't want to be too cynical. I just want to throw out one last final thing. I had a dream, Tom. I'm from Washington State. In my dream, I was hovering over a land. It was the most beautiful land I ever saw. At the end of my dream, I figured it out. It was California, and there were no roads. There was a liberal. It was just a liberal. It was a paradise. It was a liberal place, Tom. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'm just throwing that out there because the psychological attacks on liberals are about to happen. If you want to call someone crazy, it's better to call Dave crazy.
Okay? All right. Thank you, Dave.
Right.
I thank you. Carol in Manassas, Pennsylvania. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I personally am very frightened at the prospect of a Trump presidency because I think that I agree with the 97 psychiatrists who believe that he has a serious personality disorder called malignant narcissism.
I agree.
And I think they're right. And that's the kind of personality disorder that I really believe is dangerous to this country. When you give a man that filled with hatred and vengeance, if you give him the kind of power that he'll have as our president, I mean, God forbid, he's going to lock people up. He's talking about locking up the committee that investigated January 6th, and he's going to lock up people like you. And it just terrifies me to think that we have a man coming into office in January with that kind of disorder. He may not be demented, but he does have that disorder. And he's going to do great damage. And I heard you say, at least I thought I heard you say, this is my question, that Biden has the authority to implement the Insurrection Act.
Yes.
And prevent him from becoming president. Now, is that possible? And I'll take your answer off the air.
It would be possible,
you.
But it would involve changing our form of government, and Biden's not going to do that. Biden is an institutionalist. Biden believes in America and believes in American institutions, and so he's not going to upend our country by, you know, preventing Trump from becoming president. Trump will be president, assuming he lives until January 20th, and I see no reason not to assume that. He seems to be in pretty good health. So, you know, we're just going to have to make the best of it. My sense of it is that, on the one hand, he's going to lie his way through this and, you know, make himself popular in some ways. And he may actually, you know, some good things may come out of this. You know, Bob Kennedy is talking about going after ultra-processed foods and the obesity epidemic in America, for example. But, you know, I think that many of the policies he's talking about are really going to rip this country apart, and it's early days. It's way too early to tell. I mean, we'll know by the end of January, but I'm of the opinion that he's going to lose the House and possibly the Senate, in 2026, and then basically be a lame duck for the last 2 years. And that, you know, the next president in 2028 will be a Democrat. And we'll be able to put America back together. Because, you know, I think the pressure has been to change the system. And this was since the end of the Bush administration, we have been looking at change elections. Americans have been wanting change. They have been wanting... They get it. Neoliberalism has not been working. We had 40 years of it, you know, when George Bush was in office. And Americans figured out we're getting screwed by Reaganism. We're getting screwed by a massive income inequality. We're getting screwed by the billionaires taking all of our money. We're getting screwed by giant corporate monopolies. We're getting screwed by, you know, five companies controlling 80 or 90% of our food market. By four companies, four airlines controlling the air market, by a handful of companies controlling our internet access and our telephone services, by a handful of giant companies controlling our pharmaceuticals, by a handful of companies controlling our health insurance industries. I mean, you'd name it. I wrote an entire book about this, The Hidden History of American Monopoly. And Americans have figured this out, and they keep voting for what they think is going to be change. In 2016, they thought Donald Trump was going to bring change and that Hillary Clinton was the defender of the status quo. And by and large, she was, by the way. And so they voted for change, but it wasn't the kind of change that they wanted. In 2020, they said, okay, we want change, you know, the American people. You know, Trump screwed up the economy. He screwed up the dealing with the pandemic. 500,000 Americans died unnecessarily. We voted him out. We voted Joe Biden in. Joe Biden actually brought us the change that we've been wanting, but he and the Democratic Party were so friggin' incompetent at communicating it. I mean, Donald Trump was on TV for 45 minutes this morning. Joe Biden should have been doing that every single day for the last 4 years. and he utterly failed at doing that. He did a he turned our economy around. He turned COVID around. He put America back on the right track. He was the first president to walk a picket line. He did all the right things, but he did not communicate them because he believed that, well, the New York Times, that's their job. ABC, NBC, CBS, that's their job. No, no, that's they don't think that's their job anymore. They think that their job is to chase, advertising revenue. Period, full stop. And so the New York Times is going to put up the most clickbaity headlines they can, and the news networks are going to carry whoever, you know, performs best on television. And that turns out to be Donald Trump. I'm telling you, you know, if Joe Biden had simply communicated, if Jamie Harrison had simply communicated, if Chuck Schumer, who just got reelected as the head of the Democrats in the Senate, God save us, if Chuck Schumer had simply communicated, Chuck Schumer needs to take a Dale Carnegie course and learn how to give a speech without reading it with his cheaters hanging half off his nose. I mean, we've got a gerontocracy running the Democratic Party right now. If the Democrats had simply communicated what they were doing, Donald Trump would not be our incoming president. If Kamala Harris had simply embraced change in a big way, because keep in mind, more than half of Americans thought we were in a recession when they went to the polls, including a lot of Democrats. If she had, enough of my rant. You've heard this before. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Talk media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with your calls.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Funeral arrangements for former President Carter taking shape. Mr. Carter's remains to lie in state at the Capitol from next Tuesday through Thursday. There will also be activity in Georgia.
The former president's remains will be moved on Saturday, and then he will stop at the State House here in Atlanta, then here at the Carter Center where people can pay their respects. Then he will head to Washington, where there is a public viewing at the U.S. Capitol.
ABC Steve Osunsami. The Washington, D.C.-based federal appeals court upheld the jury's finding in a civil case, the finding that Donald Trump sexually abused columnist E. Jean Carroll in the 90s and awarded her $5 million. Ian Kramer, grown son of North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Kramer, was sentenced to 28 years in prison in a wild chase in 2023, during which he plowed into a sheriff's deputy's vehicle, killing the deputy. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Packers fall short in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers scored 3 touchdowns in the second half, but came up short, losing to the Vikings at US Bank Stadium 27-25. Green Bay swept this season by both the Lions and the Vikings. Do the Packers still think they're on the same level as those teams? Green Bay safety Xavier McKinney.
I want to say yeah, but right now the story is we haven't beaten those teams. So I can't sit up here and say, yeah, we're on the same level if we ain't beat them.
Vikings finished 7-1 at home this season. Quarterback Sam Darnold.
You know, we executed at a high level. Obviously a lot of things to correct, but overall, man, it was a great team effort, obviously, against a really, really good Packers team.
So the Vikings face the Lions in Detroit on Sunday night. The Packers will host the Bears Sunday at noon. Men's college hockey, Wisconsin beating UConn 4-3 to win the title in the holiday faceoff over the weekend at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Areas of some dense fog in the overnight, and watch out for some slippery spots as temperatures will be below freezing. Upper 20s expected, a north breeze. On Tuesday, we'll see some fog and falling temperatures into the mid-20s by late afternoon. Right now, it's 28.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey K., a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, we lead into Civic Media's New Year's Eve celebration with Lou Regani, with highlights from my appearances on some of your favorite Civic Media shows. Happy New Year, everyone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
All in Medicare, so you no longer have to buy a Medigap policy, including seniors. It provides coverage for vision, dental, and hearing. And this is all a payment program, right? This doesn't have anything to do with how many doctors are in America, how many hospitals are in America, how long you have to wait to see somebody. It literally has no control over any of those things because it's just about paying the damn bills. And it's going to cost $32 trillion over the next decade, whereas the system we have right now is going to cost $55 trillion over the next decade. Average American family right now is spending about $26,000 a year in health insurance. I mean, that's crazy. That's just absolutely crazy. Kim, obviously a lot of it's paid for by employers. Kim in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Kim, what's up? What's on your mind today?
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to report on the, we got a report on the gambling, online gambling for the state of Kansas for this year.
Is this something that was just is brand new? You just got it?
Yeah, the revenue for the gambling companies, whoever is FanDuel or whatever they, I don't really know all of them, but the online on your phone. $4 billion was taken in.
Right.
They returned to the, it's all earmarked to go to the educational system of Kansas, the schools.
Right.
$19 million they put right into the school's budget.
Out of $4 billion? That's nothing.
Well, you're the first, and I must be the second person that said what? And the Fox News and the TV people said, boy, that's really good. That'll really help out.
You'd think that they would have to kick back like 10% of their profits, you know, $4 billion. You said they brought in $4 billion, so that'd be $400 million.
That's correct. And so a normal person would scratch their head and go, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And the politicians say they have a clause in there that in their business plan, they have to make a profit, and so it's based on profit. And this is what people are dealing with the corporations, is that it's another nail in our coffin of middle-class gamblers or somebody trying to whatever, not going to get any money out of these people, you know?
Well, and here's another big caveat. If the state of Kansas is saying we're going to take money from the gambling industry based on the profits that they have, you can reduce profits by simply increasing executive salaries. So if all of the executives of the gambling company start taking $30, $40 million a year as their salary, you just cut your profits by that amount. And so therefore you cut the amount that goes to the state. I mean, that's a loophole you can drive a truck through.
Well, and most of these corporations can find a way to hide this stuff for a while.
Course.
I don't know.
Forever. That's one of the easiest ways. You know, depending on the state, they might be able to engage in stock buybacks. But the biggest, you know, most famous way to cut profits is to every small business in America does this at the end of their fiscal year. Right. If you run a small business and you've got, you know, $50,000 sitting in the bank at the end of the year, and you're going to have to pay taxes on that as profit, you distribute it to the, you know, the owner of the company pays himself $50,000 and, you know, to zero out the company at the end of the year. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just how you do it. It's like,
well, I guess people are so numb that they don't even realize, oh, that sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah.
But my school that's down the street, we just spent, $120 million to remodel everything and redo it. And the Chiefs could play on the football field and the Royals could play on the baseball fields. They're so beautiful.
Wow.
And that's in a community of 50,000 just outside of Kansas City. But Kansas City, I don't know. People just don't listen to what's going on, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, and that's the problem. It's all bread and circus these days. You know, it's all performance art. And you know, Trump going on TV and making his wild claims and, you know, oh, yeah, I did what Obama couldn't do, and we had the best economy ever in the history of America, which is a complete lie. I mean, Trump never even matched Obama's economic numbers, right? But those that kind of performance art is what the networks want because it draws eyeballs. It's you know, it's performance. They don't want to talk about, you know, hey, you know, the gambling companies made $4 billion and they gave us $19 million. That's crazy. Kim, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. It's, we're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of this break, the spineless, greedy CEOs lining up to kiss Trump's ass. Is this an urgent issue? We'll talk about that. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Peace. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, will be here with a Tuesday tangent from Luke, and we'll celebrate the new year. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jade, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Biden administration pointing the accusatory finger at China for a major security breach targeting a federal agency.
The Treasury Department notifying Congress it was targeted by Chinese state-sponsored hackers in a major security breach. The department says it learned earlier this month hackers were able to infiltrate a third-party software provider, remotely log into Treasury employees' workstations, and gain access to unclassified documents. The Biden administration warning just days ago about China's threat to the telecom sector.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Former President Carter's remains will be taken to the Georgia State House and the Carter Center in Atlanta before being moved to the U.S. Capitol for public viewing next week, Tuesday through Thursday. The Pentagon announced the repatriation of Ridha bin Saleh al-Yazidi from Guantanamo Bay to Tunisia. He arrived there the day it opened in 2002, was never charged. This is ABC News.